Wicked, Part 4, Dead Ringer. Written by Morris Gleitzman and Paul Jennings and read by Stig Weems and Kate Hosking. It was like looking into a mirror. The boy who stared at me through the tree branches had my eyes and ears and hair, even my nose. There was a bit of fuzz on his top lip, and he was a bit taller and had a couple of pimples. But apart from that, the boy was me. He blinked back, stunned, not believing what he was seeing. I tell you this, I had been chased by slobberers, and I'd looked into the jaws of a giant frog. I had seen Dawn's dead mother smile at me, and had followed a snail compass halfway across the state, but all that was nothing compared to this. I knew this boy, and he knew me. But how can you know someone you've never seen before? And why was my stomach jumping? Why were my hands clammy? I felt like you do on Christmas morning when you get an unexpected present. It was like witnessing a birth. Weird. Really weird.
Ah! The snail's out! The snail's escaped!
Dawn's shrieking voice came up from below. I couldn't see the ground from where I was, but I realised with a shock that the infected snail must have escaped when I dropped the box. The snail that was seeking my next of kin, that wanted to kill my father.
It's heading up the tree!
Came Gramps' shaky shout.
It's infiltrating our defences! Get the beggar!